Jennifer Hawkins is the president and CEO of an effort, an entity called Avesta. I don't know much about Avesta, but I have a very good friend who's on the board here, and he's a super duper person, and he thinks the world of this person, and they're doing big things in the state of Maine, and I believe just starting in New Hampshire, and she's one of our first experts with answers. Jen Hawkins, good morning. Thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H.
Good morning, Jack. It's great to be here. Thank you.
All right. Enough of me. I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your background and all that. Before we get to that, tell us about Avesta.
Sure. Yeah. So Avesta Housing is actually 53 years old. We were founded in 1972 here in Maine. It was the York and Cumberland County Housing Development Organization. Didn't really roll off the tongue. And as the organization expanded, prior leader decided it needed a name that allowed the geography to be wherever, you know, there was opportunity. So fast forward, and we are working in New Hampshire and in Maine. We've developed over 3,000 homes during that period of time.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible.
That's
over 4,000 people call one of our residences home. So from, you know, single family homes, multifamily condominiums, we have apartment buildings, one story duplex rental apartment. So the type of housing that we've developed is incredibly varied, and really as varied as the communities in which we work. So in New Hampshire, we've got homes in Exeter and Conway and Hampton Falls. And so, and in Maine, it's, you know, all across the board. Yeah.
Jen, before we talk about your background, because I hear very, very positive things about you as a person and your background and your passion, how does your more than 3,000 homes, including Exeter, the Seacoast, how does this work? You mentioned, would you give us an example, you know, one type of unit, I'm a person looking for this solution, sort of what does it look like? What are the finances like? Can you run through kind of how it works?
Gosh, it is both complicated and bespoke, I would say. So I'll just take an example. So in Conway, we completed in 2023 40 apartments in a project called River Turn.
River Turn.
Yeah, and so this was financed with a mix of federal, state sources of support and private support as well. So I don't want to give a whole lot of crazy acronyms, but what developers like Avesta and our other nonprofit and for-profit colleagues, we all do the same thing. The only difference between a nonprofit like Avesta and our for-profit partners are that we reinvest that profit, that the fee that we earn by developing the homes, and reinvest it into our mission to do more work. So, you know, there is a combination of subsidies that you receive from New Hampshire Housing Finance Agency would be the entity you go to for River Turn. Mm-hmm. And then there's loans that you would take out. Usually it is through the New Hampshire Housing, but sometimes it's through privately through a bank. So there's always a mortgage that you're going to have on the project, but that's fairly small. And the reason why the mortgage is fairly small is because the rents that we charge are capped. They are intentionally set at a number that's affordable for low-income renters.
So I want to step in there, Jen Hawkins, with Avesta. We'll give the website in a moment. I do a lot of veteran advocacy on my show, and I mentioned that couple that the NAMI director was telling me about yesterday. And this is what I'm hearing from veterans. A lot of times they get into a good, safe, comfortable apartment situation, but there's no cap on the rent.
Yeah.
And then they started, maybe they started at $1,400 or $1,200 a month. Now it's bumping up to $3,000 a month. And they're telling me, veterans, they're telling me, Jack, I can't afford $3,000 a month. I'm living on my Social Security, my benefit from the military. And I'm being priced out of my apartment. Mm-hmm. So we've had to go to like Veterans Counterpart of Easter Seals to find them a place in Rochester. So the rent is capped. Jen, if you could tell me like whether it's Conway or Exeter, I think that example of a veteran, anything over $3,000 a month, it gets up near $3,000 or $4,000 a month with other bills, groceries, health care, utilities. That gets to be painful for a lot of people or couples. So what are some of the rents that are capped? I mean, give us a ballpark on some of the unit. What are we talking here? Is it under $2,000 a month?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. Affordable can mean wildly different things. What is affordable for me is very different than what's affordable for my mom on a fixed income. And that's very different than a young family starting out with two kids and you've got childcare costs. So it really needs to be defined as what is affordable to you based on your personal circumstances. And there's actually a standard for that. And that is that you shouldn't be spending more than a third of your gross income on housing costs.
Right.
And that means, you know, rent and utilities or mortgage, taxes and utilities. And so that standard is what I think is really important to establish and live by. And too often, we've got families who are spending 50-60% of their income on rent. And when you've got to do that, to your point, you are sacrificing your ability to hear medical expenses or pay for going back to school, et cetera. Or, and you put yourself in a really bad position.
Or groceries or utility bill. You start shuffling what you can do if it becomes over 60, 70. Jen, the website for Avesta.
AvestaHousing.org.
AvestaHousing.org. AvestaHousing.org. And Jen, one thing we can do through one of your great board members, I was unaware of the mission that you're head of now, president and CEO, and you have a foothold. We can help grow this in New Hampshire through this series we're doing because the Avesta mission, to let more people know about what you have here and what you may have here, because we have great partners out there like Stebbins Builders Construction that are looking to do more of these types of, they really believe in trying to do this affordable housing mission. But before we get to anything else, Jen, in the few moments, I just want to get, tell us how you came to this, who you are, your background, and why is your passion and expertise in affordable housing?
You know, I am a native of Rhode Island, and I grew up in a working class family. My mom, my siblings and I, you know, lived in a home that we were able to afford because my mom inherited it from her grandmother. And my grandmother was able to buy it because she had support, her husband had support after World War II, the GI Bill to buy, you know, this home. And I recognized that we have this privilege that a lot of people don't have, that we had secure and stable homes. And we benefited from really sound, good federal policy. And because we had safe housing, we were able to, as a family and individually as people, able to focus on these other kind of goals in our lives. And, you know, I worked in New York City and I lived there for a while, and the scourge of homelessness was so apparent to me. And I just felt like this is my calling. This is something I care passionately about. I think secure, safe, dignified housing is foundational. And frankly, you know, when you take a blighted, vacant land or building and you redevelop it and it's now a community asset and people are living there and they're safe, that tangible result, you know, it's hard to beat. And you just kind of become a bit of a junkie around it. You're like, I want to do more of that. Look what can happen. And it's not just kind of a change for a day or a change for one person. You're building something that is enduring, that can help successive generations of people. And I love that work.
Well, Jen, we're going to get you back again. Hopefully you can rotate. We're going to have about a half dozen experts looking for answers and solutions. Again, the locations, Exeter, Conway, you mentioned Hampton?
Yeah, Hampton Falls, Farmington actually as well.
Wow.
And yeah, love to come back and talk to, you know, about the math problem and some solutions on how we can close this math problem so we can develop a lot more housing.
You said map or math?
Math.
Okay, well, I didn't do really well at University of Vermont in math, but I'm open to doing better. Before we let you go, are you looking for partners out there? Because we have a lot of listeners who are business owners, developers. Are you looking for others to contact you to learn more and the best way? Again, the website?
A website, and you can send an email through the website. So Yes, we are looking for builders who maybe need to set aside a certain number of their units as affordable because of local requirements, right, or maybe just their own mission. We'd be happy to fulfill that component for you. If you have maybe a land that you want to donate or an old building that you think can be adaptively reused to housing, we're all ears. Those are just a couple examples of how we'd love to partner.
Awesome. And again, website, phone number, and it's Jennifer Hawkins, President and CEO of Avesta Affordable Housing. The website?
Yep, avestahousing.org. And there's a way to send an email through there. And I would love to get to know more people in the community.
Thank you, Jen, avestahousing.org. And again, solutions, answers to affordable housing. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jack.